One of the things that I try to explain in my book is all the many ways that Facebook really is a unique phenomenon and can't really be compared very well with anything that has come before it. I mean, I'll just give you a few metrics. You know, it is probably the fastest growing company of any type in the history of the planet in terms of customers. I mean, here you have a company, it's only a little more than 6 years old today, and it already has over 500 million active users. The CEO is 26 years old.
A billionaire now, right?
Well, more than a billionaire if he were to ever sell his Facebook stock, which he hasn't done in any considerable quantity. I mean, he's probably worth, if you take the valuation that Facebook is getting on the private markets right now of roughly $27 billion, and then you look at, and that's been rising, some people probably would call it even higher. He owns about 24%, I reveal in the book, which was a figure nobody ever had published before. So if that's roughly right that it's worth $27 billion, then, you know, he's probably worth around $6.5-7 billion in terms of his Facebook stock holdings.
Wow, that's just amazing. How does Facebook make money? How do they value Facebook at such a high multiple like that?
Well, yeah, the investors in being willing to pay such a high price for the stock that are really assuming that Facebook's advertising business is going to grow dramatically greater than it is today, but that is the single biggest source of revenue Facebook has is advertising. And this year they'll have well over $1 billion in advertising revenue plus a couple of other sorts of revenue. But the ads are where people see the biggest opportunity, at least in the short term. And it really makes a lot of sense in a certain way, because if you look at how advertising works on the Internet, I mean, the Internet is a medium that has evolved on the presumption that ads can be targeted more effectively than in any previous medium, mm-hmm. which is generally true. But most of the targeting that's happened on the Internet up to now has been, to some degree, guesswork. You know, we call it inferential. In other words, they infer from the fact that, you know, you go to a car site that you're probably a guy. Then they infer from a variety of other things what your age might be, and, you know, what your other interests might be. And then they try to show you ads that they guess are likely to interest you. And they sometimes are pretty good at that.
But
Facebook is different. Just to finish the point, Facebook is very different. The ads that you see there are not based on inferential guesses about who you are and what you want. They're based on statements you've made about yourself that are basically much more likely to be accurate because you put them on your Facebook page. So Facebook knows your gender. They know your age in most cases. They know where you live. They know a very large amount about your interests in most cases. So that the company can allow advertisers to put ads on your page without telling the advertiser any information about you, by the way.
That's amazing.
And really get you ads that are much more pertinent than any other medium has ever been able to do.
Very targeted. Very targeted.
Very.
The ads that they put on there, are they video now too, or are they just like still photography?
Well, they're not. There's no video ads on Facebook that I'm aware of. There might be some experiments in that Facebook's been doing quietly, but I don't believe so. They're pretty much just simple textual ads with some small visuals, although they often are interactive in the sense that one of the most popular kinds of ads and one of the most lucrative for Facebook are ads that they call that are basically interactive on the screen. Like your homepage, when you go to see your Facebook newsfeed, on the right side, there will be an ad that might allow you right in the ad to become a fan or to say you like a commercial page or to see information about your friends, how your friends have interacted with that product in the past. You can actually see videos, I think, in some ads, but they're not video ads in the sense that, you know, you might see somewhere else where they just start showing you a video to try to interest you. You would have to click on it in order to launch the video. So interactive ads that really are very targeted to you and in which you can actually interact with your friends right on the ad. That's a kind of ad that Facebook is beginning to get more and more involved with.
Has Facebook fueled sales of like iPhones, the Droids, Blackberries? It seems that a lot of people with those kinds of phones that have a lot of graphics and things to it, they're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. So yeah. I would guess Facebook has helped sell a lot of cell phones.
Well, that's a very astute observation. In fact, you're absolutely right, and it's not at all widely understood the degree to which Facebook's success has been one of the primary drivers of smartphones, particularly the iPhone, but also now Android-based phones that are coming with Google's operating system. So on the iPhone, for example, from what I understand, although these statistics are not really publicly released by Apple, of those applications that are put on there that are not provided by Apple itself, like the email application or the calendar, for example, Facebook is probably over half of total usage of non-Apple applications on the iPhone. So even though there are hundreds of thousands of applications on the iPhone, Facebook is such a large part of the way people use iPhones that from what I understand, and this is, again, not confirmed by the company, but I have some pretty good sources on it, more than half of all the application usage is Facebook. And if you look at any iPhone user, typically, you know, like I live in New York City, on the subway, you look over somebody's shoulder, what they're using their iPhone for, it's to do Facebook.
The Paris Hilton yesterday had some knife-wielding guy tried to break into her house. She put it on her Facebook. The world knew about it. David, yeah. In minutes.
Well, that's really, that kind of thing is happening in a lot of realms with the famous and the non-famous alike, and it's because it's an extraordinarily efficient communications medium. And I think one of the other things that I think is unique about Facebook is it's the most efficient communications medium in some ways we've ever had, in that it automates the way we communicate with groups of other people. And you know, most other communications medium, even media like even email or instant messaging, in some sense are not automated by my standards, because even though they're electronic, they're still operating the same way that most communications between individuals have always been in the past, where one individual initiates a communication to another individual. I dial the phone, I send you a telegram, I send you an instant message, whatever it might be. Facebook operates differently, and Paris Hilton, like anybody else, is starting to realize that intuitively and just use it. On Facebook, you just put something on your page. You just do something. And because people have, in effect, subscribed to information about you by having said they are your friend, or in the case of Paris Hilton, she probably put it on a page. I don't know if she put it on her personal profile or on a page. On a page, you don't make a reciprocal connection. You just say, I'm following her, which is more like Twitter. But in any case, then she just does something, and it gets broadcast to however many friends or fans she has. And that would happen as much as well for you and me, George, if we're doing it personally, or any of your listeners, as it would for her. You know, this automation applies to me for all my friends, or any of your listeners to all their friends. It's one of those mediums that is not, whose power is not restricted to those with more money, more influence, or anything like that.